The rural fire department, of course, was approved by the voters that it could come into existence, but the tax necessary to actually fund that operation was denied. So the rural fire department is going to have to go back out and explain why they need the tax revenues to be able to fund those operations. In the interim, they have a contract with the city for the city fire department to subsidize those activities with our equipment and personnel.